Server sprawl is one of the most prevalent challenges IT professionals face within their organizations. Not only does server consolidation with virtualization address that issue and bring tremendous savings to organizations, it can also enable business continuity and help prepare your business for disaster recovery. I'm James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we are speaking with Jay. He is an IT professional working for a U.S. federal agency. He recently completed a data center optimization project with the GovConnection subsidiary of the PC Connection family of companies. This federal agency was able to consolidate 255 servers down to 30, significantly cutting costs and dramatically changing the way they manage their data center. Next, with the assistance of GovConnection engineers, they leveraged their new environment to meet long-term disaster recovery goals. Today, Joy will discuss this aspect of the project and offer his recommendations to other IT pros facing major undertakings like this. And Jay, thank you for joining us today. Let's talk a little bit about the planning here, business continuity, DR planning. Obviously, it sounds like it was a priority for your agency. What support did you receive from the GovConnection engineers to really create an optimum DR plan for your environment?
They basically set up a replication between the two sites. So we have the primary site sending data to our secondary just in case of a disaster in our primary site.
To basically creation of a hot site there. Is that something that you've had the opportunity to stay up to speed on in terms of testing and doing some of the failovers, making sure one of the things I hear a lot, Jay, in terms of the world of business continuity and disaster recovery is you don't have a disaster recovery plan unless you test it. So have you been able to test? Have things been working out as you expect them to?
Yes. And actually, since we went into the VMware world, the virtual server, we have the Site Recovery Manager tool with VMware that would give us the opportunity to test our critical applications to bring them up in the hot side.
Reading through some of the notes today for our conversation, Jay, noticed that there was a goal there in terms of your infrastructure optimization, and you had this need for continuous access goal between your locations. Can you kind of describe what that is for us, why it was put in place, and what it does?
Our continuous access goal was to go ahead and replicate our critical data between our primary site and our secondary site. And that's something that our agency had been looking into for the last 10 years to be able to replicate our critical data and just in case of a disaster in our site, primary site.
But in the past 10 years, that wasn't something you were able to fully reach. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, until our this project on server consolidation, we were able to replicate our primary our critical data. And yes, until now we're able to do that, and management is really excited about that.
Well, I'm sure they're excited. Also probably lets them sleep a bit easier. It's one of those things you can probably cross off the keeps me up at night list if important critical data isn't backed up or isn't easily accessible. It sounds like a big win. Let me ask you this. Was the GovConnection team, integral to this part of the project in helping you realize that goal?
Oh, without the GovConnection team, I don't think we'll be able to have accomplished this replication between the two sites. So yeah, they were a big help for us.
And how long did it take? I mean, 10 years, it was an issue for the organization. Ultimately, once you had the replication tools and software and processes in place, did you get everything done in a week or two? What was that like in terms of the timeline?
Well, actually, it took us about 2 weeks in order to replicate. We were starting to replicate 2.5 terabytes from the primary site to the secondary. So that took some time for us to get the data replicated. And I would say about 2 weeks is what it took.
All right. And obviously, you had plenty of data that needed the replication there.
Definitely.
Let me ask you this, Jay. In terms of the entire process, was there anything that came up that you were surprised to find out about your infrastructure, something that was kind of like a wow moment, if you will?
Yes. Actually, when I brought up one of the critical VMs in our secondary site, and we were able to connect to it from the secondary site, that was really intriguing to see.
And why so?
It was just, you know, something that we had been waiting for a long time, and there it was. After 2 weeks of replication, we could be bringing our VMs and secondary site without any lost if something happened in our primary site.
I can imagine the looks in your faces when it finally appeared there. Let me ask you this, and again, we're wrapping up here, but from your perspective, maybe a recommendation or two for some other IT pros that are out there before they would start on a major project like you undertook, and I'm sure a lot of them listening today, you know, have something like this that's coming down the road to them. One or two recommendations on what should they do before getting started on a project like this?
Well, they need to really run a server assessment and see what's in their network, how they have the servers set up in their network. I mean, their network, so they can find out how they'll be able to consolidate the servers into what they're planning to do. Also, the big plus was the network assessment as well. They need to find out what's in their environment. And with the help with Gov Connection, I was able to get these results. And now we're actually replicating the data.
Let's bring this back to the college classroom. Overall, give it a grade. How would you grade the project and how it turned out?
It's A+.
All right, Jay, so an emphatic A+ there. Sounds like you would easily recommend Gov Connection to other agencies.
Oh, yes, most definitely. The Gov Connection has been helpful for our agency, and I would definitely recommend it to other agencies out there.
Hey, Jay, really do appreciate you taking time, opening the doors into the agency a little bit, and really sharing some of your kind of ideas, process, and also what the Gov Connection team did to help you out. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
And we really appreciate you and the audience joining us as well. If you need to optimize your infrastructure, you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Serving SMBs, government, education, and enterprises, their team does have the technical expertise, the professional services, and the extensive IT product lines to transform technology into complete IT solutions for your organizations. You can contact your account manager to learn more about starting your next IT project with a service like a server or storage assessment, and engaging the support of their on-staff experts. Learn more at govconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0019. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us.